Hello, I'm Natalie Glasson from the Om Na Sanctuary. This week's channeled message is from Sanat Kumara, and it's entitled Reseeding Your Soul's Mission. Greetings, beloved ones. I am Sanat Kumara. I travel through many dimensions to connect with your energy and to bring forth an understanding that will serve you in this time of your ascension. Many of you may feel that you have a service to achieve upon the earth. You may feel that there is a soul mission that you may be embarking upon, or you may not completely understand yet. You might feel that there is something that you are required to achieve in this lifetime, but maybe you cannot understand it, or maybe you cannot seem to manifest it in your reality. Each soul holds a purpose when incarnate upon the earth. You have multiple purposes in this lifetime you are experiencing. Each purpose serves you in experiencing a deeper connection with yourself, your truth, and your divinity, as well as with the Creator. Each purpose allows you to experience fulfillment, bliss, and truth upon the earth, allowing you to exist as a spiritual being filled with love and the divine essence, enjoying the fruits of a physical reality. And so we can recognize that the purposes of your soul are immensely important. It may be frustrating if you are unable to connect with or explore these purposes. I, Sanat Kumara, wish to bring forth a tool, a technique that will support you in gaining access to the purpose of your soul and bringing it into fruition and manifestation in your reality. We call this reseeding. And the purpose of your soul may hold an aspect of being of service. It may have a self-love mission. In truth, there can be all sorts of missions that are available for you to achieve as guided by your soul. The energies that the Creator is bringing forth are focused upon power, living powerfully as a spiritual being in your physical reality, feeling and experiencing fulfillment spiritually and physically. With this energy of power coming forth is a vibration that enhances, amplifies, magnifies your purpose, the purpose of your soul, the lessons, the remembrance, the understanding, or the service that your soul wishes to experience upon the earth. It is important to take advantage of these energies coming forth and allow them to magnify your mission and purpose. Therefore, making it more available for you to explore and to understand. It is important that I mention that a purpose, a mission, or a service is simply about experience. It is not necessarily about completing something. Success, but it is about the experience, experiencing something, so that you can recognize, understand, and acknowledge that experience fully. An example of this, it might be your purpose to be a healer and to bring healing to many beings. You allow yourself to be a healer. Maybe you learn a technique or remember a technique. You share this healing technique with many people. But you're frustrated because you feel that your purpose is to heal many. Therefore, you might feel that you should be more successful and that you should be healing more people. The purpose, the mission, is not the success or the completion, but more so the experience of healing others. And the experience can be what it feels like for you, what you share, how others experience your healing. It will also be your own reactions, whether you doubt yourself or whether you encourage yourself. When people come into your reality, how you deal with it. All of these allow you to experience your purpose. And that is what the soul is seeking, the experience, rather than the completion and the success. It is important to retain this in your mind when you're thinking about your mission, your purpose, and your service. Now, let me share with you the technique to encourage, to magnify your purpose, and to engage with it, to remember it and acknowledge it, using the power energy that is coming forth. I invite you to sit peacefully, to allow yourself to focus upon your breathing, to bring your focus into your body, into your breath, so that you really become present with who you are in this moment. I, Sanat Kumara, will be present with you. You may wish to acknowledge my presence. Together we call forth the energy of power from the pure essence of the Creator to flow and overflow through your being and into Mother Earth. May every aspect of your being benefit from this vibration of power. As your entire being absorbs the vibration of power, we invite your soul to activate, to fill your entire being. We invite you to place your hands in a cupped position in front of your heart chakra. We invite your soul to bring forth a symbol a symbol of the purpose and the mission that is for you to focus upon and experience in this current stage of your ascension. Allow yourself to breathe through your heart chakra. Imagine, sense, acknowledge a symbol forming, maybe within your mind's eye or maybe within your hands. It might be a color, it might be a symbol, a picture. It might be a sensation or feeling. It could even be a sound. Now, once you have received this symbol, place it first in your third eye. Allow yourself to contemplate it within your third eye. Then bring it into your heart chakra and fill it with love. Then place it, allow it to flow all the way down your chakra column into your earth star chakra below your feet, where we seed it. We are reseeding the symbol into your earth star chakra below your feet. Your Earth Star Chakra supports the manifestation of light and intention into the physical form. Now, whenever you work with the Earth Star Chakra, the Soul Star Chakra above your head activates, and like a star, sends beams of light in response over and through your being to connect down into your Earth Star Chakra. This means that your Soul Star Chakra has responded with the same energy as the symbol that you have seeded or reseeded from your soul into your Earth Star Chakra. Thus, your entire being is radiating and vibrating with this symbol, its purpose, and its mission. Allow yourself to experience this for as long as you wish. You may not experience anything, and that is fine. Please trust that the energies and the symbol have been anchored into your being, and your soul's mission has been reseeded, reactivated. If you have received an insight, then you may wish to contemplate and explore that insight and its meaning. With the purpose and the mission of your soul re-anchored into your being, reactivated and reseeded, your entire being is vibrating with this mission and purpose, which means that not only will you act in a way that brings this mission and purpose into manifestation, but you will also attract, without even realizing, all that you need for you to experience the mission and the purpose of your soul. And remember that there may be one or there may be many. You may feel that there is a need to experience this technique once or many times, with different purposes or missions. You are now a magnet for experiencing your soul's purpose. You may wish to spend some time contemplating, experiencing the energy, exploring, maybe in prayer or understanding. With the powerful energies coming forth, this is a wonderful time to reseed your soul's purpose, which is to get to know, to explore, to discover once more the reasons why you are in existence upon the earth now. And remember, it's not about completion, it is about the experience. I thank you. I am Sanat Kumara. Thank you for being present with me today. I hope you enjoyed the channeling from Sanat Kumara. I don't often channel Sanat Kumara, so that's a nice surprise and a nice experience. And I hope that you benefit from the technique as well, so that we can live fully and powerfully and achieving our soul's mission and purpose in this lifetime. Until next week, my love is with you always. Bye.